There is a special place in hell, in my mind, for people that loan out their Bitcoin and then borrow the Bitcoin and then sell the Bitcoin short so they can speculate and then lose the Bitcoin. They've all been bankrupted in the past 12 months. If you're holding Bitcoin after it got beat down from 66,000 to 16,000, I think you qualify as a true believer, right? And at 16,000, you know, all of us were ready to write it to fucking zero. Write it. Everybody, write it. There is a special place in hell for people that sell. They've all been bankrupted. I think that that this is a coming of age catalytic event for Bitcoin. I think we've gotten through the crisis, and now this has steeled the resolve of the maximalist. We're still early. Like, I'm not sure everybody else would say what I just said, but the writing is on the wall here. And at this point, we're poised for the next bull run. The crypto traders are all out of business. They're all bankrupt. And the mainstream traders are looking at this thing saying, I'm going to short this at my own risk. And now you've just got technocrats, and then you've got maximalists. And we're 1% of the journey. Everybody's got to wake up and pay attention to this. Bitcoin is legit. This is real, and this is an instrument to change the world for the better, and so I applaud that. The traders that were short Bitcoin got wrecked. All of us were ready to write it to fucking zero. Write it. There is a special place in hell for people that sell. They've all been bankrupted.